Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. Great to have you in. Took Friday off in Utah, as I do in the summer. Madden NFL 20 coming out released on August 2nd. So in our Saturday morning podcast, we thought we'd bring out Dustin Smith, the Madden NFL ratings team leader. He gives the ratings, the creation and weekly updates for the ratings of every player in every game, leads the Madden ratings adjuster team. And Dustin Smith is joining us. Let's start with this. I ask every player this week, NFL guy on my show, do Madden ratings matter? And unequivocally, inarguably, they all say, oh, absolutely, they matter. How often, Dustin, does somebody reach out to you in the NFL about their rating?
I would say it's relatively frequent. I mean, even if it's not directly to me, somebody's tweeting about it, somebody's sending it out or tagging me in it. Tony Jefferson sent me, you know, some private messages before. Odell Beckham's reached out and FaceTimed us. Josh Norman just reached out and FaceTimed us. I mean, there's plenty of guys that love to reach out, talk about, say maybe where we disrespected them. You know, if I ever ask them if we got something too high, they're not usually too quick to say yes. So, I mean, it's a fun little gig to have players upset with you, but, you know, fans get upset with them too, so it kind of feels like the same thing.
Top four overall rated players this year, none were quarterbacks, Aaron Donald, DeAndre Hopkins, Khalil Mack, Bobby Wagner, all got a 99 rating. There was no quarterbacks in the top four, including Mahomes. Danny Cannell came on my show and said, you know, quarterbacks have to be the highest rating. They have the greatest influence. How do you come about the ratings for a defensive player who doesn't have near the impact generally? On points, certainly. Vegas doesn't consider any defensive player worth more than half a point or maybe a point. How do you come about those 99 ratings?
So that's a fair question. I mean, I think one of the things is right, we take into account how great you are at your position. So that's why a lot of those other guys have kind of reached their peak and their pinnacle at their position. Well, as quarterback, like, you know, Brady's had, he was a 99 last year, deservedly so. He went to another Super Bowl, won it. As far as this year, Mahomes makes our cover. He makes MVP. He had a phenomenal year. Mahomes probably would have had the best shot at it, but to be in the 99 club in our game, you have to prove that over at least 1 year. That's got to at least be 2 to 3 years of production of saying you're the best at your game, bar none, right? You have to hit the pinnacle. For Mahomes, we love what he does, but it's only been a season, right? But he still has a huge arm, best under pressure in the NFL, fourth adjusted completion percentage. So he gets a little bit higher rating than Brady, but, you know, he's still got that. He might hit 99 during the season, but as of right now, we're happy with him at 97.
So you got Patrick at 97, Brady at 96, Phillip Rivers at 94. And that's ahead of Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben. Explain Phillip Rivers, because I love him. I watch him every week. I'm in Los Angeles. I think he's underappreciated, but some fans will say, how is Rivers higher than Breeze, Luck, Wilson, and Rodgers?
Same. Like, I think Rivers made some incredible tight window throws. He had very, very good ball placement. He also had to work with no help on the offensive line. I mean, they haven't given him hardly anything out there to work with. So I think on top of all that, then to be able to go and get as far as he did in the playoffs, beating a, you know, a team like the Chiefs in the regular season, all of the tough things that he plays through, having to deal with kids, you know, 1,700 kids that he has at home. I don't know how he does this, right? Like, I think it was an incredible year, despite what some people might look at numbers, you know, and all that specifically. Hey, this number doesn't match up with this number. How come so-and-so's higher? I think if you watch Phillip Rivers' body of work and you literally just go put on a tape and enjoy it, you would walk away just as big a fan, I think, as we are this year.
You have a wider rating stretch in players this year. Mahomes or a Brady can get a 97 or a 96. Mitch Trubisky's rated at a 75. I don't disagree with that, by the way. I'm a skeptic on Trubisky's arm talent. But you do have a wider rating stretch in players this year. That's generating a lot of conversation from players and fans. Discuss that.
It is. I would say, like, the perfect key example, right, was DeMarcus Lawrence. Super upset with an 89, which is the fourth best at his position, which is, we're saying he's a top player.
Yeah.
But I think over the past few years, people have come to expect that the third or second or even fourth best player at the position is usually 93, 94, 95. So by taking this stretch and trying to explain it to everybody, I think it'll take a little while to set in, to be honest. because you've set the bar to thinking that there's more guys in the 90s. We've taken that down to only 72 this year. So we're saying, hey, this is even the 90s is now getting to be a lot more of an elite club. We really wanted to focus on how the game plays within those ratings. And I would say everybody, based on feedback within the building, everybody loves how much more the game plays this year with these ratings. It's not so much to focus on a number, because like when you go look at DeMarcus Lawrence individual stats, they're top three in like pass rush moves, pursuit, block, shed, tackle, all those things, right? He is still one of the highest rated players. I try and just drive a focus on, you don't need to focus on necessarily the overall. It's more about where you rank at your position that's the most important thing.
By the way, I don't disagree with Aaron Donald, DeAndre Hopkins, Khalil Mack, and Bobby Wagner getting 99 ratings. Bobby Wagner, I'm from Seattle. You know, I've watched his growth. He's just absolutely looks like a linebackers don't look like him in the league. They don't play like him. He's on every tackle. Aaron Donald is unblockable. Imagine if Hopkins played with a veteran quarterback instead of a young Deshaun Watson who has a bad O-line, and Khalil Mack is obviously a force. DeAndre Hopkins, though, is interesting because he hasn't been as good as long as Julio Jones. He's not as flashy as Antonio Brown. He's not as newsworthy as Odell Beckham. So I like the fact you gave him a 99, and I actually think what you don't mention is the Texans' O-line is so bad, it's remarkable he's as productive as he is with that offensive front.
That's a big one, right? And I think for us, it kind of came down between DeAndre and Julio, who was going to get the 99. Julio had a little bit more struggles than usual in contested catch situations last year, an area where he's usually dominant. And DeAndre didn't. DeAndre caught, apparently, based on, you know, I guess the numbers can vary, but based on everything we've seen, he caught every catchable target thrown his way this past season, which is unheard of. You just don't see that. For us, I mean, that's 99 spec, you know, really high catch in traffic. Everything he's done has just been incredible based on the opportunities afforded to him, right?
Dustin Smith is the Madden NFL ratings team leader. It is being released on August 2nd. Now let's go to the team rating rankings. Now this is interesting. Whereas some players are dominant and spectacular, the Eagles are the highest team rating, but it's only in the 80s, 89. Followed closely by their division rival in Dallas, an 88. I think you have the Cowboys a bit high. Then it's Patriots, Saints, Packers, 87. This is what's interesting. You only have the Browns at an 83, and all I hear is how great the Browns. In fact, you have the Browns on level with the Redskins in the 49ers, so you're not high on the Browns.
So we created a new formula for the team overall ratings that it weights each position. Like quarterbacks weighted really high. And since Baker's, like, I think an 83 or so, that's not going to help it climb so far. Wide receiver matters, tight end matters. And then we made offensive line matter in the team overall, too. That's an area where they still, you know, still have some room to go. Their defensive line matters, so that's going to bring them back up. But, you know, I wouldn't say their secondary is phenomenal. Could still use some work. Their linebackers could still use some work. So we weighted every position kind of like, almost kind of like a NFL team ranks their contracts, right? How important is that position to the team? We rate that into the formula. And then it, you know, since we do the players just based on literally individual performance and talent, that rating that they get then goes into the team overall, and then the formula pumps out a number for us.
I think the most underrated team in the league is the Tennessee Titans, who, frankly, I think will upset Cleveland at Cleveland. I already bet that +4.5. Titans offensive line is one of the best in the league. They had the fewest penalties. They're very well coached. Corey Davis can be spectacular on the outside. They ran for over 2,000 yards. They have a very solid pass rush. And I thought they made really interesting acquisitions with slot receiver Adam Humphries and Saffold, the offensive lineman. Tennessee, to you, is in the low 80s. That would be the one team I'd push back a little on. What held them back?
Man, I'd say that's tough. I'd say Mariota is a piece of it because he's been so up and down.
Yeah.
And since quarterbacks weighted heavily in it, I love watching Mariota because you get so excited for a week, and then all of a sudden the next week it's like 7 completions, 3 interceptions. It's like, what is going on here?
Right.
That, we, all we really, we, I mean, for our ratings, what we mostly care about is consistency. So if you're consistent, the higher the rating goes, hence the Brady, you know, Mahomes this past year, Luck, et cetera. So if you're consistent, there goes, you know, your rating shoots through the roof. I think that's just been the biggest issue for Tennessee has been consistency. Every, you know, they can come out every other week with Vrabel putting out some crazy amoeba-looking defense on you. You've got a middle linebacker or a safety standing up over the center, and Sometimes he blitzes, sometimes he doesn't. And whatever they throw at you, sometimes it works and works incredibly well. And other times they just get gashed. Like, you never know what you're going to get out of them.
Yeah, they blew out New England and Dallas, actually beat four playoff teams. And if Mariota plays week 17, they maybe make the playoffs. Dustin Smith, Madden NFL, it's going to be released. Madden NFL 20, August 2nd. By the way, they've got features like unique playbooks, run-pass option plays, on-field trainer, new pump fake mechanic, superstar-driven play calling, new celebrations, over 20 new TD and first down celebrations. So it's a fun game, and players are incredibly sensitive about it. Dustin, good luck to you and the folks at Madden NFL 20.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. Feel free to give me a follow, equipment_guru on Twitter, if you want to yell at me.